Oh, that's a sweet, sweet sense, you know.
What do you get when you mix dancehall, hip-hop, blues, and reggae with Bermudian flavor? Collie buds, of course.
Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the pound, yeah. Sweet sense ya come around. Me a take a little jar and pass it around.
That's his hit, Come Around. The video has been a hit on MTV and BET as well as overseas, and his self-titled debut album launched as the number one reggae album on the Billboard charts. You can hear why. Born in New Orleans, he grew up in Bermuda. Collie Buds, a.k.a. Colin Harper, is with us now in our studio in New York. Collie, so great to talk to you.
Yes, good to talk to you too.
So, Collie, Come Around, a great song. Congratulations on the hit.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What's it about again?
Wow, Mercy, you want me to explain it on her?
We could say it's about the pleasures of getting weed again after a dry spell. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's about.
There's nothing like this sweet, sweet sensei. The first time I take a job was in elementary.
And you're aware that that's illegal in some places. I just thought I'd mention that.
It's illegal in Bermuda, too. But, you know, when I was making the tune and from I started writing the tune, it's about a part of life that I was brought up with in Bermuda. And, you know, it's just it's reality tune. It's, you know, when I write tunes, they have to make sense to me and be experiences that I've gone through in life.
Well, let's talk about the music. And here's what I've been reading. First, it's, man, have you heard Collie Buds? And then the second line is, have you heard that he's white? So, I mean, is the idea that you're supposed to be the Eminem of reggae or...
I've heard that before, and that's definitely a compliment.
But how do you feel about the constant emphasis on your being white? I'm just wondering how does that strike you?
It's kind of irritating, really, because I just want to do what I love to do and sing the music that I know. But it's something that's never gonna go away, and I just gonna have to learn to deal with it.
Do you think you are set to a higher standard of authenticity or cred or whatever?
I definitely need to prove myself a little more than some others, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's play My Everything.
Take me to that place. I wanna be, girl. Got up in your sweet love. Just you and me, girl.
So what's David Bowie doing on the CD?
Mercy. This beat, this rhythm, was given to me by Sony back in 2005. And it was in the midst of them signing me. It was sort of like on a level where it's, yo, really interested in this guy. And, let's send him a rhythm. Let's see what he could do on it. And so I got this beat. And to be honest, at first I wasn't really feeling it. But, as it being a test and everything, I stuck on the
piece. It was kind of like a test. Kind of like the SATs.
It was definitely a test. Yeah, And so within an hour and a half, I hopped in the booth, I recorded myself, and this is what the end product was right here.
How did you start writing music?
It was all a fun thing. Marcy, you're taking me back. Memories. Every day after high school, even before that, there, elementary school, all my friends used to come down my yard. And I had this old Iowa 3 CD disc changer, and it had a microphone jack, but we never had no mic. So we figured out that if you plug in headphones into the microphone jack and sync through one of the earpieces, it actually acts like a microphone. And with some old airplane headphones, too, like some Air Canada headphones or something like that, yeah. And we had a tape deck, too, so we'd throw on one of the instrumentals on a CD and just chat lyrics for a joke, And I just stuck with it, started writing my lyrics, at night after everybody went home, and I just kept going with it. And I actually went to school called Full Sail after high school, which is a media arts school. And I graduated in 2001 with Associates of Science in Recording Engineering. And from then, I fell in love with the production side of things. And so the artist thing took a back step, and I started building some rhythms and handing them out to some of the Bermudian artists. But, when I was recording them, it never really came out the way I wanted to, because I had the producer hat on. I'm like, nah, try and sing it like this. And, artists, they still couldn't get it right.
So you were thinking you were going to be the behind the scenes guy.
Yeah, that's what I, you know, that's what I always picture myself as being. You know, even to this day, I still feel a little weird in front of the spotlight, you know. What I've always loved to do is sing too, but you know.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's play Tomorrow is Another Day.
All right. This tune is basically inspired by my studio was in Toronto at the time. And the night that I was out, it was freezing, blizzard-type weather. And I'm looking down the street, and this girl's there in miniskirts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nothing but stockings and high-heel boots and whatnot, basically selling themselves. And it kind of hurt my heart. Like, and so I decided to write a tune about it.
Girl, I know you've got some issues. Yeah, and I never tried to diss you.
And, you know, basically the whole tune is tomorrow's another day. You can change your ways if you want to.
The way you're moving, I'll go get you nowhere. Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another day. Where you're going, I'll go take you nowhere. Yeah, yeah. So I just want you to be prepared.
You have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
Have you trained your voice?
It's I ain't gonna lie, a lot of studio work there. You know, I trained it, like, now that I've been doing stage shows and everything, yeah, my voice has come a long way. At first, because I wasn't a singer at first, like, I'm still not really a singer, but, uh-huh. You know, I couldn't sing a note to save my life.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a pretty high falsetto going there.
Yeah, that took a lot of practice.
The way you're moving, I'll go get you nowhere.
Okay. And then you've got some Latin flavor on your song, yeah. Mamacita. Let's have a little bit of that, and then we can talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I always enjoy this track because, I mean, I produced it, so it's something that's close to my heart, you know. Probably one of the best rhythms I've produced so far.
Do you like Latin music?
I love Latin music, yeah. I love all types of music.
Country?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what? You know what? Some country songs are right, you know. Some country songs are right. I just can't, you know, I'm not even a good deep.
Mama Cita, girl, why let me come behind you? Me make you feel all right. Could I dance all night if you want to? Till the morning light. Love all you feel in front of me, so girl, let me hold you tight.
Are you trying to show a lot of range on your first album?
Yeah.
Show what you can do?
Yeah, I was trying to show a lot of versatility, keep it interesting, you know. A lot of artists out there just have that one style. And I love the fact that people don't know if I'm singing a tune. They're like, who's that singing it? That's Collie Buzz too? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely trying to keep it interesting and versatile with this first one. I'm going to do the same with the second one.
Exactly. But, I was going to ask you that. Yeah. So tell me about the second album. What's going on with it? Did you have a title? Did you have a theme?
This first album didn't even have a title. That's why I self-titled Collie Buzz. It's so,
you stop smoking that weed, you might be able to come up with a title, man.
Nah, I do. I just want to self-title, you know. But I just love to record tunes. So whatever tunes I have on the album, that's what's going to be there, you know.
What song should we go out on?
Blind to you. This is all about all the haters out there that you know, hated on me from jump, you know, saying, oh, he's a white artist, he signed to Sony, he doesn't know nothing about reggae, blah, 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 you know, all that there. So
right.
I had to put it out on the track. And
okay.
This is, yeah.
All right, take that, haters.
Yes.
Yeah, blind to you.
I'm blind to you, haters. Can't touch me, war instigators.
Bermudian reggae artist Collie Buzz joined us from our New York bureau. His debut album is called Collie Buzz. Collie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, for real.
That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.